Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table to talk about tonight. Some photography is not a crime related news from Carlos Miller over at photographyisnotacrime.com. We'll start out the show with that here tonight. Then, the mayor who ordered a raid on a Twitterer, somebody who's a critic. That had a Twitter account that was anti this mayor. We've all kind of had that story in our show prep over the last few nights, and we haven't gotten to that one either. So your calls, of course, come first if you make them. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio this evening, by the way, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget, of course, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. The story from photographyisnotacrime.com. In the ongoing battle between Daniel Salmon and Southern California police over the right to record in public, which has resulted in him being arrested so many times he's lost count, El Segundo police arrested his friend last week after they were recording the Chevron oil refinery from a public sidewalk, ripping the camera out of his hand and tearing the battery out, leaving the last video clip he recorded corrupted and unable to be viewed. Tony Rashal, the man referred to as Poetic in the videos, spent 2 hours in jail before he was released with a citation of impeding traffic, a traffic violation normally reserved for cars driving too slow in a single lane where cars behind are unable to pass, not bicycles using a single lane of a double-lane street, which is what took place, as you can see in the video, which we'll link to you over on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. If anybody was impeding traffic, it was the cops who blocked an entire lane with their cars, as they so often do. I can't tell you how many times I've seen police pull somebody over in an entire lane of traffic when there's like a parking lot right there. They could easily pull down a side street.
And oftentimes, I mean, in the one circumstance I've had where I try to go on, and I've heard other people say this, you know, to a spot that's I consider to be safe, they have a fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, pull over, right here, right in the middle of God and everything. You were acting in a fashion that was disruptive and dangerous to traffic, so we'll park right here where we are disruptive and dangerous to traffic, because I have to stop disruption and danger to traffic. I mean, it's insane.
It's okay, Mark. He's a professional.
Cops get splattered all over the road every year.
So, again, the cops were the ones that were impeding traffic, according to Carlos. But the cops obviously needed an excuse to charge the men, considering there's no law against recording the refinery from a public street. In fact, there are numerous photos of the monstrosity on the Internet, not to mention that Chevron claims on its own website that it maintains a, quote, open-door policy with refinery neighbors, unquote. But it appears someone from the refinery called the police on the three men on bicycles standing outside the plant with cameras on April 15th, which is not the first time this has happened. Yeah, this story sounded very familiar to me. Not the same, it's not the original story that we've read, but there has been another story, at least one that we've read on these airwaves, about somebody just wanted to take a picture of an oil refinery. They're standing on a public street, aiming their camera at everything that anyone who's driving by would be able to see. And they get harassed by the police over it.
We've seen this with trains, too. You know, people love trains.
There's like a train fanatics group.
Yeah, men specifically love trains. And, you know, people want to take pictures of them. And we've seen people arrested for that, too. All kinds of different things that, you know, were visually interesting. And you should be able to take a picture of them in a free country.
You would think. Now, maybe there is somebody out there who's listening to this discussion thinking that we are on the wrong side of this issue, that maybe these are national security targets. These are likely to be locations that terrorists are going to be interested in causing trouble with. And so therefore, shouldn't people, in this case, the police or security at the location, shouldn't they be concerned with somebody who's taking a picture? Couldn't that lead to trouble?
No. Here's the reason. If terrorists decide that they're going to target whatever this thing is, they're going to, and they want to take pictures for whatever reason, then For one, you can probably get the pictures you want off the internet already. Yep. They're already up there.
Apparently.
But whatever. If you want to get these pictures, they've got all kinds of spy cameras. You can get cameras that are set up in people's in your glasses, in your sunglasses, in your key fob for your car. You can get ones that look like sticks of gum.
You
pens.
Can, but a lot of those things suck.
But there are some good ones, right?
Yes.
Yes, there's a pair of glasses that's excellent.
I'm looking forward to trying this pair of glasses. I haven't tried them.
What's it called?
The Pivot Head Glasses.
The Pivot Head
Cop
Glasses.
Block, is giving away right now with their new video contest at copblock.org/pivothead.
Right. One would assume that, terrorists would not buy the $5 one that you get from China. That they would invest the money that it took to get a good camera. And, even so, they could just take their iPhone and walk along and, take some video or whatever. Surreptitiously. I mean, all you're doing is you're going after people who are aiming up to get a good shot.
Pretty much.
The police need something to break up the boredom of their wasted lives, and so they it's a lot easier to catch a couple of guys who are actually there, a couple of Americans.
Right, who are
pictures.
Hanging out there long enough for the police to arrive. Right,
right? Minutes and minutes.
Than to catch the terrorists who don't really exist.
Well, don't you think that the police would really rather be dealing with some other crime? I mean, don't you think it got into their work to catch bad guys instead of to harass people?
I have no idea why they got into their work.
The evidence is that they do a lot of harassment.
These things, by the way, these Pivot Head sunglasses are pretty sweet. I mean, these are $200 pair of sunglasses, so it's not just a cheapy key fob. I've had those key fobs, man, and they go bad fast.
Yeah, fast.
So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can comment further on this story. A little bit more here from Photography is Not a Crime. The police arrived on the scene, and, of course, they did their usual shakedown. By the way, Mr. Salmon, who runs the site Mistaken Bacon, obtained the dispatch conversations of police responding to the scene through a site called Broadcastify, which he pays $15 for every 6 months, including the audio in the video that they link to here. Police arrived and did their shakedown of demanding identifications and asking to search their backpacks and insisting on knowing why would they want to record the refinery. But the men knew their rights and did not consent to searches or volunteer any more information than they were legally required. So the cops drove off, telling the men they were free to be on their way. However, the cops continued monitoring the men from a distance, watching as they started riding their bicycles down the street before pulling them over again for impeding traffic. According to this bicycle advocacy site, BikingInLA.com, a minimum of 5 cars must be driving behind the slow-moving vehicle, unable to pass, for this citation to be valid. However, unless they can get the citation dismissed, they will be required to pay a $236 fine. That sounds to me like if that bicycle website is right on in its description of what this charge is all about, the delaying traffic or whatever, then they're going to have an open and shut case. They just have to be willing to take it to court. They have to be willing to, not take a plea deal. And I would hope that individuals who know their rights enough to refuse consent to a search would also know that they should take these ridiculous charges to court and make sure they don't end up paying the state to harass them further. The men didn't hesitate to identify themselves verbally, by the way. As they were harassing the men for impeding traffic, cops demanded identifications, but they didn't have them on them, as there's no law in California requiring one to possess a driver's license to operate a bicycle. They didn't hesitate to identify themselves verbally, which is why Salmon and his friend were cited but not arrested. Rashal also identified himself, but at one point the cop tried to grab his camera and Rashal pulled it away. The cop then ordered him to sit on the curb, which he did while still recording. Eventually, they ordered him to place his hands behind his back, which was when they snatched his camera and removed the battery. He was released 2 hours.
Shows what this was really all about.
Yep. He was released 2 hours later with his camera, but when he tried to search it for the file he'd recorded, he was unable to access it. So he's looking for help on how to repair this file, if it's possible. We know how to undelete a file if the cops delete something, but how do you repair one that's corrupted because the cop popped the battery off of it in the middle of it recording? That's what they need help on. We'll put the link up on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. If you know how to help, please reach out via this link. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. from wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies behind the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com. They offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We go to Chris in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Hey, Chris.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things. First off, I wanted to comment on that. The police being worried about people taking pictures. What about the pictures that they take and sell to BustedMugshots.com to get money and cause a national extortion campaign on people?
What is this website?
Isn't that pretty cool? Oh, you didn't know about BustedMugshots.com?
No, what is it?
Well, police departments illegally sell mugshot pictures of people they've arrested to this website, and it's extortion operation going on. Because you pay them like $90 or whatever, and they get your picture off of it as long as you're not a sex offender.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is that this website will, they'll buy mugshots in mass from the police, and mugshots are anybody who's been arrested, which means that even if you end up getting the charges thrown out or you end up beating the charges in court, that mugshot's still on file. You're still on file as having been arrested. So what you're saying is that their pictures are showing up on this website, and a lot of people are concerned with someone finding a mugshot of theirs and the fact that they were arrested for anything online, maybe in a job, you know, like they're applying for a job, somebody's looking around on them.
Is a mugshot not public property?
Oh, it's public information, but usually you have to go through some level of effort to acquire it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's causing people to kill themselves. I mean, but if you've gotten off, they take it off for free, but that doesn't make it any better. I mean, most people don't get off, so. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point. And you still have to, you know about this site. You still have to contact them. You still have to ask them for the takedown. You'd have to provide them with the information that proved that you had gotten off the charge. So, you know, how likely it is people are even going to know about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's pretty hypocritical by the police department that they're so worried about other people taking pictures, and then they're actually using pictures and selling them to websites and ruining people's lives and all that. Just another wonderful thing that they do.
That's a good point.
I just wanted to comment on that story. But then the real reason I called in is because I know Campaign for Liberty is not perfect, but it's a lot better than what we got going on right now. And Ron Paul, he sent an email to everybody, all of his donors and so forth, with the subject, the toughest letter I've ever sent. And I think this should be getting more public coverage, because I only see a few stories come up. And the IRS is committing more extortion on his campaign, saying that if you don't give us all of your donor information, we're going to put a huge tax fine on you, even though that the Campaign for Liberty's 501c4, which is automatically makes it illegal for them to get the information about its donors. So, I mean, it's just showing that they can do whatever, or they're trying to just do whatever they want. And if everybody goes on to campaignforliberty.org, they can sign a petition because it gives you two options. Should he stand up to the IRS, or should he put his head down and hope it doesn't happen again? And if everyone just, you know, goes and puts in real quick to stand up to the IRS, I mean, he's trying to get rid of the IRS. I mean, this is what they do. They just tax anything that's against them out of existence. I mean, that's what it was, one of the functions of it. You know, I think it's ridiculous.
So IRS is demanding that Ron Paul's campaign turn over their contribution list, and he's refusing to do that.
Yeah, check this out. I have directly from Ron Paul. This is what he said. It just takes 30 seconds to rip it. This is one of the toughest letters I've ever had to send. For years, people have joked that the three most feared letters in the English language may well be these, IRS. But today, I'm not laughing. Just days ago, the IRS handed Campaign for Liberty a hefty fine and demanded we turn over sensitive contributor information. If we don't comply with the IRS's outrageous demand for sensitive donor information, I'm afraid we'll face additional fines that could cripple Campaign for Liberty and perhaps even force us to shut our doors. And it's just disgusting. If everyone just go to campaignforliberty.org, they'll see it right on the front page, big banner about it. And I just only saw a few little stories about it, and it's just so criminal that these gang of extortionists could do this to such a great man. It's just disgusting.
Well, that's what happens when you have an impact as an activist, and being a politician like Ron Paul is activism. You know, if you have an impact, the people who support the status quo are going to come, they're going to organize against you, they're going to make life as miserable as possible for you, and I hope that they don't pay up these fines to the IRS, because, I mean, that would be just as bad as handing over the donor information. Just they're empowering them one way or empowering them the other. I mean, I don't see, you know, would it really be so difficult for them to dissolve Campaign for Liberty and, you know, create a new corporation? I mean, isn't that all Campaign for Liberty is, essentially? Is, oh, well, somebody went and registered Campaign for Liberty LLC or PAC, or I don't know how you go about doing that, but usually, you know, you can just sunset one of these things and start another one. Campaign for Liberty Part Deux, or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, yeah, go ahead.
I would not think it would be that easy.
Yeah, it's probably not that easy. But I still don't want them to either give up the list or give up the cash. Either way is, to me, unacceptable. But then again, I'm not a donator, so I don't feel right to go over and express my opinion.
Well, they started Campaign for Liberty with our donations from 2008.
That's true. I did give Ron Paul's campaign money, so I guess you might be right that I have some sort of skin in this game. Thank you, Chris, for the heads up on that. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. I mean,
yeah, I wanted to go back to something that Chris had said earlier when he was talking about, I think it was called bustedmugshots.com.
That sounds right, yeah.
When your society has the police creating, arresting people and creating this juicy information about them, there's going to be a market for that info.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no incentive baked into that police system, like the private market would have to keep the data private, you know, the police aren't hurt at all if that information gets out, really, that I can think of. So if that market is created, it's going to get the data, the info is going to get sold. Maybe it'll be out in the open with the police, you know, explaining why it's okay, and maybe it'll be underground and you won't know about it, but they're not going to protect the info. It's too valuable. It's going to get out. The only solution is to not have the info created in the first place. So you got to get rid of the police.
Well, that's not going to happen. And even in a free market environment, there's still an argument to be made, Johnny Ray, that, you know, if you get rid of the government police, some people are going to want to replace them with some sort of protection services, presumably. And there may be a call for those services to open the books, so to speak, and, you know, show the world who they're arresting for transparency's sake. I don't think it's a terrible thing that the police put arrest records online. I'm not really concerned about that. But then again, I'm not applying for some big corporate job and trying to clean up my online profile. I had a guy send me a message on Facebook recently asking if I could remove something from Free Keen because he's trying to get a job and, you know, he regrets what he said, I guess. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, and you do need to send a contact request on Skype first. That's not a problem. You send that request, it'll be approved probably by the next segment of the show, and then you can easily call in to get on the air via Skype, and you'll sound usually a lot better than if you're on the phones. Don't forget, join us over at freetalklive.com. But before you do that, go to proxpn.com/FTL and get some protection. Because the internet can be kind of a dangerous place, and it's usually a good idea to have protection. Most people don't. When you're jumping around from website to website, entering whatever search terms you're entering, all that information is likely being logged by your internet service provider, and that log is being kept for up to 5 years in some cases.
I always use protection.
You should. It's a sensible thing to do, especially when you can get it for $5 a month. You want to talk about an unbeatable deal, proxpn.com/FTL. It's an amazing price for what they're providing in protection services. So what they're doing primarily is they're operating as a global virtual private network. It encrypts your data that is leaving and entering your computer, meaning your internet service provider is at that point relegated to simply kind of being a pass-along agent. They're no longer able to look at all the information that you're sending to them.
Right, they don't see it.
It's all encrypted. All they see is this encrypted data stream, and it's going on to their servers, and it's moving on to the ProXPN servers from there. And then once it gets to ProXPN, then it's decrypted and sent out to the rest of the internet. So you protect yourself from your ISP snooping on you, or even somebody, if you're on a laptop, for instance, somebody could be sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. If those are encrypted, it's going to be next to impossible for them to get your bank account or credit card information or something like that. Imagine sitting at a coffee shop or whatever, somebody just kind of inspecting your packets. They can do that if you don't have ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Start with their software. You can start for free. Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android. There's also instructions available. You have to email their tech support to get it for Linux users. But whatever your operating system, you can get ProXPN working, and it works well. In fact, you can also privately torrent with their premium account. Also with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. And you can also get around regionally blocked websites. So, for instance, if you're in China, you're on a laptop there, your laptop, you get ProXPN on it. You're not restricted at all in what you can search for and the websites that you can visit.
Well, Brian said he was in Canada, and because his music was on, I don't know, some Google service, it wasn't available across the border.
Oh, wow.
So he went on ProXPN, went through the VPN, took care of it.
It works. ProXPN.com/FTL. Code is FTL20. Gets you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. And if you buy the annual plan with that code, FTL20, it breaks the price down to $5 a month. It's unbelievable, and it gets even better if you pay with Bitcoin for the annual plan. Then you save even more. So go to ProXPN.com/FTL. We go to Jay Noon. He's on the line. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
I just wanted to bring up the other guy I called in about Campaign for Liberty getting essentially harassed by the IRS. And I'm sure when Campaign for Liberty asked the IRS for permission and bowed down to them via a nonprofit corporation, that there's millions and millions and millions of pages of text, IRS code that they agreed to. And we all know there isn't a single man or woman alive that could understand the IRS because you couldn't physically read it in a lifetime, that all these things you agree to when you sign up to do a deal with the devil that calls itself the IRS.
And you're talking about the 501c3 status, C4. Or in their case it'll be a 501c4. I don't know what the hell the difference is, but...
I don't care what it is, as long as you're asking the IRS for some kind of privilege.
Right.
Then what's happening is it's just like getting a gun license. Once you get a gun license, you have surrendered your right to bear arms and converted it into a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that particularly because, I mean, some states will have issues with this or that or the other. But
he's right. Anytime you beg for permission, you're changing a right
into
a privilege.
But the government doesn't respect your right.
No, they don't.
They could give a flip about your right. But what Jay is correct about, no doubt, there is no disputing that what Jay is correct about here is that when you sign up with the IRS, there's all kinds of rules you're opting into. Like, for instance, if when you sign your tax return, I think it says that, if anything fraudulent's in the tax return, it's up to a 10-year sentence. Well, not filing a tax return, or failure to file a tax return is a 1-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're signing a piece of paper that says that you're eligible for up to 10 years when not filling it out at all would have been one.
Yeah, and the other thing that is interesting about this, and most people don't realize it, but Jay, I'm sure you're aware of this, a lot of people, they get the 501c3, 4, whatever, because they believe that that's the only way they can offer people to give tax-deductible contributions to their
Ron Paul's not a church. This is a PAC.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know what all that means.
But my point is here is that at the last day of Liberty Forum, everybody was in the big room there, and Carla was up there talking about, said something about being a recovering lawyer, and they need to get more money, and she's been trying to get nonprofit status from the IRS for the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a lonesome boo in the room. and I don't think...
Good for you.
I don't think people realize, that's opening up Pandora's box. And, now you'll have the IRS as what it does to all churches. And I used to Bible study with a bunch of Jehovah Witnesses. And Jehovah Witnesses are... they're a 501c3 nonprofit. And for some reason, in a particular place I used to go, from the higher levels of the Jehovah Witness Church, they were really being leaned on to preach why you should pay your property tax, why you should pay your income tax. So my friend, who's still a good friend of mine, but he won't talk to me about this. I asked him about this and say, I go, were you guys threatened to lose your 501c3 nonprofit status? And he goes, I'm going to find out. And, well, needless to say, that's a speechless topic now with this guy. And I can only speculate. But
well, we know there's plenty of examples of pastors who have been restricted by the IRS from taking political positions on things like issues and candidates, and
sure,
they were threatened with having 501c3 revoked.
But you, every year, every election year, you see presidential candidates in churches addressing churches. It makes no sense to me at all.
But so what you're doing is, by getting a 501c3 status, or any kind of nonprofit status with the IRS, is you're literally kneeling down and saying, oh, please allow me to have the power to give somebody a receipt so they can write it off their tax. And if the Free State Project does become an actual 501c3 or whatever IRS recognized nonprofit, I'm withdrawing. I'm not going to be having anything to do with an organization that is under the thumb of the IRS.
Now, does that mean, Jay, that you will not move to New Hampshire? Because there are some people who are moving to New Hampshire and they're not joining the Free State Project.
Right. No, I'm definitely, my plan is to go to New Hampshire because...
All right, great.
Because, you know, I want to be in courtrooms with all you guys, and, you know, I'm the guy who wants to drive a car around Keene with no license plates on it, and
that's
whoever
awesome
wants to volunteer a ride with me and videotape. This is the kind of stuff I want to do. This is what I feel needs to happen.
This is the place you can absolutely do that. There's no doubt about it, and it's only going to get better as time goes on. I share your concerns, Jay Noon. This is one of the reasons why we started the Shire Free Church, is because a lot of churches out there are these sort of state churches. I mean, for lack of a better term, they're churches that beg the state for permission to exist. There are churches that beg the state for some kind of exemption, some sort of privilege. And as you're pointing out, as soon as you sign that form begging, you're entreating them, you're applying for this permission slip. They're going to go ahead and, you know, regulate you in whatever way they see is fit. And by the way, they lie to people when attorneys say that you need to get 501c3 for tax deductible status. From the research I've done, for a church, at least, I don't know about the other organizations, but at least for a church, that's not true. It is a lie. And that is information that attorneys give to people who are seeking, how do I become tax exempt? Well, you should sign up for this. Here, give me $5,000 and I'll hold your hand through the process. Thanks for your call, Jay. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The Plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-4255. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where you can enjoy all the features there completely free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. Ours, it's free. You can download archives and watch the webcam and interact in a variety of different ways. All free over at freetalklive.com. Something else you can do that's free to you, but is actually going to benefit kids with cancer, is joining the Free State Project. And, Mark, you put together a little fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right. At this point, we've
maybe got... it's not going to be so little when it's all said and done. I'm not sure what we're going to have to shell out for this.
I don't know, but we're giving away at this point $30 to St. Jude Hospital and $10 to the Heifer International.
When you say we, it's you, me, and two other gentlemen who have put up the $40 per signer in
right.
total.
If you want to email me at marketfreetalklive.com and you want to pledge with us, what the pledge essentially is that I picked a day, a moment in time, and another moment said, anybody who signs up between these moments, I will give $10 to St. Jude for. Some other people thought it was a good idea, they, including you, Ian, and a couple of other listeners, and so they pledged to do the same or similar. And it was the number was we were at 15,588 signers, and I'm not sure what the current number is, but I'll tell you here in just 1 second. It's a little over 15,615.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not going broke yet.
We got another full week, though, on this.
That's right. It's till April the 30th, the last moment of April the 30th. And
so if you've been thinking about signing up for the Free State Project and you just haven't gotten around to it yet, this is the best time to do it because you're going to help kids with cancer and heifers. Those cows.
Heifer is a young female cow. It is Heifer International is an organization that gives animals to people in poor countries.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
You know, whatever it might be that's best for them, pigs, cows,
cool.
rabbits, whatever. And you can pick there over at Heifer International. So anyway, it's a great organization, and I like it too. We've used that one. Today I wanted to do St. Jude. But what this is also great for is if you have a loved one that you wanted to get signed up for the Free State Project, haven't had that opportunity to get that conversation going, hey, if they can sign up by April 30th, not only do they get potentially liberty in their lifetime, but they also get to help give $40 to people in need.
Do you love kids with cancer? And if so, you should sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. But you also have to love freedom and be willing to move to New Hampshire in order to achieve more of it in our lifetime. That is why we're here. We, as in the three of us in the studio, all Free State Project participants. And Johnny Ray, you going to Porkfest this year?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, as are we. Very much looking forward to this, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go and get your tickets to that now for $60 over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's essentially, it's a camping party event in the woods with around 1,500 like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Lots of great speeches and do-it-yourself presentations. It's kind of DIY is going to be the theme this year, porkfest.com. Go get registered June 22nd through the 29th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from the event, and I'm looking forward to it. It's always a fun, great time, and always all kinds of interesting people. Lots of newbies every single year.
People
who've never been to New Hampshire before. It's a perfect opportunity to come and check it out, what it's like to be around people who actually get freedom. Go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Grab your tickets now.
And Jay Noon called in about
the Free State Project having 501c3.
Yeah, you know, trying to get 501c3 status. And this is something they've been trying to do for a long time. They were kind of caught up in that IRS thing where they were targeting, you know, conservative groups or whatever. Whatever that might be.
Free State Project's not a conservative group? Are you saying they were targeted in that?
That was my understanding. So I heard from the grapevine. It's not like I'm not sitting in their board meetings or anything. But one thing that's unique about the Free State Project is even if they do get 501c3 status, remember, we have fewer than 5,000 signers to go. We're more than 75% of the way there.
So why bother at this point?
One might ask that question because maybe there's some major donors out there that want to give, you know. Here's my question to you, Ian. If somebody said, hey, if you make Free Talk Live a 501c3 and I'll give you $2 million, you might start working on that.
Nope, would not. Okay. Not interested in consenting to the government.
Fine, that's fine. But I said you might, and people would.
Some people would.
$2 million?
And that's just it. I mean, they're being tempted by the proverbial 30 pieces of silver.
What is the 30 pieces of silver in the case of the Free State Project, though?
The idea that there would be donors who would not otherwise donate if somebody doesn't jump through the
hoops. What's the danger? Who's getting executed, Ian?
The danger is they become then more controlling over your organization and things you can say and things you can do.
The Free State Project only has a little bit longer to go till they get the sign up. It's not like the governments can or would do. I mean, it would take years in court just to settle some kind of dispute. Mm-hmm. And most organizations that get the status, it's not like, you know, it's not like they really comply. They comply because of fear, not because they're actually being told anything.
Mm.
So my thought process is the Free State Project is simply a project to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to sign up and then within a five-year window move for the Free State Project.
It's a decent argument that, you know, if they're going to shut down eventually, then it really won't matter.
Doesn't really matter.
Let's go to the phones here. AC's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. AC.
Hey, I wanted to tell a story of something that happened this weekend between my dad and my brother, and it's about his experience in government school. He's a senior. He's going to be graduating this year. He's currently going to a vocational school, the same one I went to a few years ago, where I took computer classes. And it turns out he is failing a class, and the class he's failing is some sort of it's one of these elective courses. Like, it's a course you don't have to pass to graduate, and it's something they just put him in when he started the semester. It's not like he chose this class. It's some sort of accounting class. And so my brother, from what I've heard, overheard from the conversation, because I'm trying not to get too deep into their conversation, he said something about like how he doesn't care about this class because he doesn't think, I didn't sign up for this class. I don't need to learn the stuff in here. It's not important to what I'm taking. And so he's been using his class time to finish work from other classes, like classes he has to pass or classes that he considers important. And my dad, you know, got really mad and said, you know, you need to turn his assignment, then you can't go in. My parents are like, you can't go. You know, if they give you that class, you have to pass it. That's your job. You can't just go around in life picking and choosing what you want to do at your job. And, of course, this isn't a job, obviously, but it was an interesting piece of as I was sitting there listening to this, I'm just thinking to myself, there's nothing about this class that he's taking that seems to go into that. Like, he's like taking carpentry or something.
Well, I can see, I can see one standpoint here is that they're teaching something in this class that is of value, right? Like whatever that might be. And even if, I as a talk show host, might end up in some class that expressive dance class, it wouldn't be of any value to me for any other reason than sort of exercise, but, I might learn something different. If you happen to be in a class, then, there's an opportunity. It doesn't sound like your brother views it as an opportunity. And I think that this is, what I see here is that, it's just sort of one thought process versus another thought process. And I have to end up siding with your brother because it's his life,
Yeah, well, and the funny thing is, you absolutely do get to go around in life and pick your job. I mean, ultimately, you're the one who chooses where you work.
Yeah, but the point the father's making is that if you do take a job, you have to do all the parts of the job. Like, there are parts of our job that are more pleasant and less pleasant,
right.
And we have to do them all, otherwise Free Talk Live doesn't work. I concur with the father on that. However, this is school, and school occupies this unique area where you give them money, and then they tell you what to do. Nowhere else in the world does this happen.
Right, you don't get to have it your way, like at Burger King.
Usually you go somewhere, and they give you money and then tell you what to do, or you give them money and tell them what to do. But very few places do you give them money and they tell you what to do.
Pretty much government and school.
Your quality of life as you grow up is going to be much greater if you take the tack that you make your own decisions and you guide your own life. It sounds like your brother is probably using his time wisely. He's working on work from his other classes, work that he's interested in. And I think it's a dangerous message that your parents are giving your brother. My parents gave me the same one.
Oh, yeah. Parents are full of dangerous messages that are very pro-school and very anti-freedom. I mean, that's just like people are programmed to parrot this stuff.
I don't have that predisposition that you guys are saying. I have a sympathy for the dad's position in this, but ultimately, it's your brother's life, and he gets to make that decision for himself. I hope he's making it for the right reasons. If he's taking a nap during class, that doesn't really count in my book.
AC, thanks for your call tonight. 855-453 is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by ProXPN. Plenty of time for you with your call and thoughts. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. We'll come back with hour number two next on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.